I brush off of my conscience. My mind sets problems, but then life is conflict. I can't take it, but can't say my all did. How can you live a life with danger lurks at all ends? Since I left the cradle, been dodging my coffin, an orphan generation, a motherless race with no face. The silver for the world, we say grace. I gotta make it, not for my sake. It's for the ones behind me, rhyming out the projects in the basement. Stick to the basics. Your life hard, you ain't strong, and then you face it. No, you can take it. Living testimony only if you stay with it. Easy as spoken, but I'm living every day in it. I'm praying, but feeling the same. But there ain't no way to cut. I will live it, so I'm living every day to cut this out.
Can't take it.
Gotta make it, gotta make it.
Pimps, and pushers. These messed up streets keeping us down in the gutter, hearing the ghetto screams. When we grow up, they call us scrubs and hood rats. They need to quit pointing the finger and give something back to the communities that never had an escape.
Gotta make it, gotta make it.
Gotta make it, gotta make it. Can't take it, can't take it.
I love you, cause frankly I don't trust you. Seems like I'm alone.
This is open for discussion.
See, I've been coming home
to no meals and an empty bed.
And you say nothing is wrong.
Why can't we get along?
I tried so many things new
to show you.
I did everything
I said I wouldn't do.
Where were you when I called you, girl?
Where were you?
Thinking about you, thinking about loving you.
Everything I could be you.
I'm all dry.
so grateful.
Without you, ever since you left me, it all reminds me. me of you, reminds me of you, girl, cause I can't sleep without you.
Sometimes I get a little tongue twisted, and the words don't come out right,
girl, cause there's a lot that I wanna tell you.
Life just ain't the same,
and I'm sick cause
I know it's true.
Hoping we could get together, cause I'm lonely,
lonely,
girl, thinking about you. I was hoping you was feeling
lonely,
thinking about me too,
me too.
Yeah. Ever since you left me,
about me, uh-huh. Now about but not day two. Just me and you,
and you
and her,
and her
tonight.
Yeah.
What's up? This your boy Emo, and you're tuned in to Wise Words with One Gone, with DJ One Gone.
Because I am the bearer of life. I change my mind a million times, but when my mind is set on something, it changes the time, changes the culture. We birth strength and resilience. I am woman, hear me roar. With everything we touch, we take pride in our craft. No need to rush. With beauty being in the eye of the beholder, we hold the weight of the world on our shoulders. We change the views of women's capability, showing off our wisdom and ability throughout history. I am woman, you are woman, we are women. I am every woman, real woman, stand up, we are queens. I am woman, hear me roar, I'm like an eagle, see me soar. I pay homage to the women who came before me, those same women who have made a way for me and women like me. Those who have fought for our rights, those who continue to uphold the fight, fighting for our self-esteem and the knowledge that we are all queens, fighting for our right to education and to one day lead this great nation, fighting against sexual exploitation and stopping domestic altercations. Fighting for our images to be changed from H's and B's or ABCs, XYZs, and even STDs. Fighting for us all to be able to fulfill our destiny. I am woman. You are woman. We are women. I am every woman. Women, stand up. We are queens. Remember that, queen. Demand respect. I am woman, hear me roar. I belong in the kitchen, the pulpit, the White House, and under your hood. I am worth being valued, heard, and understood. I belong on the front covers of magazines with all shades and sizes of me. I am a queen. And in the words of India Ari, I am a beautiful flower, your sister, your niece, your daughter, your mother. No need to fight or find hate in one another. No need to tear down and despise each other. No, no, because we are all esteemed in our own right and more. I said we are all esteemed in our own right and more. Because we are women. Because we are women. I said because we are women. Hear us roar.
That's the sound of Destiny Robbins, I Am Woman, right here. That's for all you ladies out there, stand up and roar. It's the Wise Words with One Gone Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank y'all for ear hustling with me tonight. It's a little wet outside, so those of you speed demons, I need y'all to slow it down, huh? Anyway, we're going to get back to the Northern California music mix. Here is Pac-Man and Princess Hall, y'all. With no justice, no
peace. Say
his name! Devon Moore!
Justice for!
Devon Moore!
Say his name!
Devon Moore!
Smash for Stephon Clark.
Say his name.
Justice for Zoe.
Love you, Sacramento. Sacramento rap.
young black man in his own backyard. Son, grandson, and the father, most importantly. Can't count on high to straighten out SAC PD. Shut down the Kings game, did it non-violently. Justice for Zoe, we won't go away quietly. How you scared when you're supposed to be protecting us? All they good for is killing and arresting us. It's a cell phone, not a gun. 16 years ago, victim could've been one. Would've broke for the gate, they would've sealed my fate. The destination for them pigs, prison should be the place. Shot 20 times, then you handcuff a dead man. Hella scandalous, push mute on the body cam. Rest peacefully, Stephon Clark. I love you, Sacramento. Show the whole world your heart.
No matter how hard it gets, I'm passing on.
Mama raised me
to respect the situation. If you was waiting for handouts, you were simply mistaken. I stay with tunnel vision, inching to accomplishing goals. I said we all finna make it, watch that profit unfold. I ain't saying my life is perfect, I'm so far from it. I can tell you about the meaning of being out here bumming. It's summertime and I ain't got nothing, still gon' kick it. You remember them days, or is it still how you living? No matter what happens, you're blessed, different from the rest. You gon' get 100 no's before you hear the right yes. Whether you collecting cans or making 1,000, chilling in the mansion or surviving public housing. Everybody's got God love, that I bet. I take this shit off my back for anyone I've met. Maybe that's how I'ma get my win. But I ain't tripping, man. Holly sing.
With all my stars, still life goes on. Long as I'm alive, I'ma know my things for sure. No matter how hard it gets, I'm passing it on.
Like I got it all. Never question my success, I hustle real hard. Dollar bills for the children in the front yard. See, I done been broke before, I know the pain it caused. Got my mom's out to get her in a better car. And I'm in South Beach riding in a platinum car. Lambos, palm trees blowing out the mold. Life's good, better yet, even what you're making. How you say you're flying over there still hating? I cried when Pac died, stood on the porch waiting. Life's good, feeling like a diamond in a haystack. Sending kites to my niggas that's facing that time. I shine without the nice wife, bubble eyes, no top. I dine with a two-piece and sucking the lollipop. Say she love this rap life and how we get money. That's right, it's a good life.
Oh my God, still life goes on. Long as I'm alive, I know one thing for sure. No matter how hard it gets, I'm passing it on.
Sound of Cap Biz. They call that the good life right here on the Wise Words One Gone Show. You know what? I'm going to go to the phone line one time and talk to a brother of mine. Brother Mike.
Yes, yes, Brother Tim. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Okay, hang in there. The question is, I've seen a couple of times you had a program, but you were not able to do it.
I've been working extra. Working extra hours and wasn't able to get on. We had the California Marathon, and I'm a crew chief of the California Marathon, so I had to be out there. It was ran Sunday, and so Sunday was the final day of the marathon, and my crew and I, we had to do the cleanup, and we still putting things away. So tonight I got off early, and I was able to get in here.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad you're good. Okay, I was just worried. I thought maybe you had some sickness or something. You were not able to do it, but otherwise we are very happy that Brother Tim, you are well and always to be healthy, and we pray for your all good happen for you all around the year. So, Brother Tim, have you see, this is very... it should be the mother of all headlines, but unfortunately, it's only they show like 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes of it, and that's it. You see, today in New York, New Jersey City, moments, two gunmen shoot a Jersey City cop after they killed a detective, stole a U-Haul, and killed 3 civilians before SWAT shot them dead in kosher store at the end of 2 hours standoff. And these two people, you know, they have had so much ammunition with themselves that they were able to hold up for, what, close to 3 hours range. And, you know, still, you know, one thing, we don't know exactly what their names are. If to me, it is a terrorist, right after the terrorist activity in our base in Pensacola, Florida, and if I'm not mistaken, the exact location, but I think it's I said it right. But just in case, you know, right after that, you know, those pilots from Saudi Arabia that they have been trained inside the United States, and then they went, and 3 of them were taping the incident, matter of fact. And FBI, of course, took them and, I guess, asked them questions. We don't know if they are charged with anything yet, but this is, I mean, this New Jersey, you know, battle, we call it the Battle of New Jersey today, was a terrorist activity right after, you know, the incident that we have had in the base, 2 bases actually. So, you know, this is, I mean, we see it was a martial law today in Jersey City, because we had had presence of troops with the massive amounts of, you know, armory, and to come and to combat these things. And many of these troops that I see right now, the pictures, many of them, I mean, they really look to me, some of them are from European Union, Europeish, indeed, because, and they have, look at, massive, it's like they're going to go to the World War III. You know, they have all these massive arms they carry with themselves, and grenade, oh my gosh. I mean, so you can see that it was an unannounced martial law today in Jersey City. So my question to you and to your listeners is, I mean, with impeachment is in high progress, with all the disunity that we Americans have politically, socially, economically, and, you know, do you think really that we are headed for a massive style of Beirut in United States? Do you think that we are going to be like Beirut of America very soon?
Yes, we are headed that way. It looks like every day, or at least once a week, there is a lone shooter or multiple shooters acting out in a way that will project more people that are weak-minded and unstable to act in the same manner. And when you have these type of people setting it off in different parts of the United States, what happens is that there's more that want to portray the same evil and violence in the streets. And once you get enough of them, they're going to have to call martial law. They're going to have to walk around with guns like in Beirut. They're going to have to bring out armored cars and
tanks in the streets. Yeah, tanks in the streets, right. Exactly. Yep. I agree with you, because we you know, Mahatma Gandhi was peaceful change. You know, if you want a change, you change it with peaceful. You never use, you know, we have to learn the lessons of Beirut, Syria, and many other countries. Chile, Argentina, I mean, I can name it. It will be too long. But the question is, if we have not get lessons of those countries back, then shame on us. And, you know, if instead we have to learn from India, Mahatma Gandhi, that what they have done, I mean, Mahatma Gandhi did not did anything, you know, kind of violence of any kind. And he did it just with peaceful change. He brought, yes, he brought the British Empire to its knees, and they left India. And India got its, the independence, but the correct way. You know, if we don't like see things right now, we must, you know, only do peacefully. Peaceful change is the only answer. If we do it like this kind of events is happening, yes, in United States, more and more, it's like a new norm, new normal for our beloved country. That's absolutely wrong, and we condemn any kind of act of terrorism or this kind of behavior. We do condemn it in your show 100%. Means anybody who listens to us, if they don't like it, that's too bad. And we go after your listeners that who like our, you know, brotherly chat with each other. We ask peaceful change is the only answer. If less than that, then unfortunately the United States will fall sooner in from the Niagara Falls down. Go ahead, dear brother.
Yes, Brother Mike, I understand correctly what you are saying, and you are speaking the truth. If we do not combat this violence with peaceful movement, we will open the doors of evil terrorist attacks here in the state. There will be more and more lone wolves. There will be more and more insane people taking lives, innocent lives, to where the fact that we will not have to wait on the army to come. They'll already be on the streets with their guns ready to kill. And so we have to find a peaceful way to rectify some of this evil violence.
Amen, Brother Tim. Exactly. We need to combat evil with love and harmony and peace. Less than that, we lose, and we all lose, because it has a domino effect on all of us. Okay, we are good people. Me and you and other people, millions of Americans are good people and nice, and they love peace and harmony and justice for everyone. But the rest who are going to be violent, they're going to cause a big havoc on our system, and we are all going to go down. And once we go down, there is no way backward. We're going down the Niagara Falls with the full force. And God help us. God help us, this beloved country, because, you know, then, you know, we are in it all together then. If it goes down, then it's, we are all together. We cannot say, okay, it goes down, only it goes for some people down, and for some people still they are on the close of the Niagara Falls to fall. No, no. This country will go, and then China will invade us. And the Russia troops from Alaska, because Russia to Alaska, you know, end of Russia to Alaska, you know how many miles is that? It's like a close to 100 miles. They can easily build a military bridge on it and bring their tanks and invade from Alaska and invade whole United States, and China also will come too. So then whose fault is that? It's not my fault. It's not the brother Tim's fault. It's the fault of the evildoers. And those people like today, and those people who did the act of terrorism in, our bases.
Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, exactly. So I was right. Yeah, exactly. I was right on it. So on those places, it's not acceptable of any kind. And, because board is watching us. World's supposed to learn from us. And if we are doing this, then right now France is in a state of civil war as we speak, because they have had like a 600 miles of traffic jam. I mean, you imagine from Sacramento to, say,
LA.
To L.A., exactly, or more than, exactly 600 miles, you're right. So this much traffic in Paris, and people in Paris are so much, of course, peace, but they're not taking arms. They are not taking all kind of evil thing to do it. They are doing it with the peaceful. They are going to strike. They are striking from train, from off a airport. Pilot. Everybody are striking. So everybody are striking. Then the right now government of Paris, Emmanuel, President Emmanuel Macron, he is paralyzed right now. But still, he said he's going to go ahead and change the retirement to age of 70 or something like that, 70 I believe, instead of lower age they had before. So. Still, these are the good ways to overcome the evils. I'm sure Macron will be somehow it will back down very soon, because the country is in paralyzed right now, France. And France, yes, is in a state of civil war too. Yes, indeed. But is that the way, right way to go or wrong way to go? That's the listeners, they have to ask themselves. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, brother. I love when you call correct, and you put it in check. We appreciate all that you bring to the show. Our listeners are listening. Listeners, the number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. We have 13 minutes left air time, and we'd like to hear from you. We are talking about the mass shooting there in Jersey City and on the base where a pilot was being trained from Saudi Arabia with some other pilots. And he got into an altercation with his instructor, and he just went off. And he took a few lives, and he caused havoc and chaos. Then today we had a dual shooting where two guys had so much ammunition. When you listen to the tape, like I listened to it, it sounded like it was World War III just in New Jersey. In Jersey City, it
was true. Right. Yes.
They had so much ammunition that they could have really tore up a lot of people. And I'm just thanking God that a lot of lives wasn't lost. Even though lives were lost, it was a detective that they took down. And I don't understand why these things are happening, but God knows why it's happening, and it's the evil one. The evil one has stepped out, and his head is like a cobra. It has stuck his head out, and it's attacking every part of the world, every part of the soil that it can. And it's not only happening in the USA, but right now we're talking about USA. It's happening all over the world where people are killing each other. And we need to bring peace onto this earth. And how we do that is each one of us, we need to pray to the Father that, things change in one's life to take this sickness out of their mind that makes them want to kill.
Absolutely. Indeed. And as I was talking to you, we got the new information that Pentagon grounds more than 300 Saudi Arabian trainee pilots in the U.S. for safety reasons after Florida Navy base shooting, as we discussed. And we review them with the foreign soldiers. And so basically they told them, right now you are kind of, you cannot come to the base anymore, no training. Probably they kind of, they watch them too as well as, you know, so they don't do any other thing. But, you know, these things with the impeachment, which is highly controversial, I mean, we do not approve or disapprove the impeachment because we are neutral. As a neutral people, you know, we do not say that it's good or bad, but it's up to the, you know, to the laws of our beloved country to decide if it's right or wrong. But it's not up to us to come and, you know, try to make a big deal out of it. I mean, we never made a big deal of it when I believe Thomas Jefferson was the first one, and then Nixon and Bill Clinton. You know, in the time of Bill Clinton, there was, you know, impeachment, but we never had this kind of reactionary. I don't understand it. I mean, but why we have suddenly such a naive reaction suddenly to impeachment? Impeachment, well, it's a process, you know, and it people needs to just take it easy and, you know, just go as it needed. I monitor a lot of websites as well too, you know, to keep, of course, you know, give more fuel to the people. That's the problem. Go ahead, dear brother.
Yes. And so that is a problem when they add fuel to the fire to keep it going, to keep it hot. We need, as people, to change that. We need to. I think the impeachment process is way too late. I think that it is a distraction to the people of the world. I think that it is long overdue, but at the wrong time now. His office is about, his run for this presidency is almost over. Now, if you're talking about because of the election coming that you want to impeach this president for fear of he'll win again, then you need to do something more drastic than impeachment, because what that does is his cabinet still stays in play. The vice president Pence will be president then, and it's the same rhetoric. If you impeach him, you have nothing to fall back on, because his whole administration is along with him. So therefore, to impeach him, you'd have to impeach all of them. And so I think that's just like the dog chasing his tail. It's a lot of distraction to the people. And so I ask the people to do what they think is right in their heart. Let's not worry about this impeachment, because the election is coming up. We have almost just a year left, because we're in December. So we have 11 months until election. And I think that when you show up at the polls, you need to show up and show out. Right now, like I said, it's like the dog chasing his tail. Everybody's pointing fingers. Everybody's blaming this. But it's a little too late. We need to get ready for the next election and stand up and speak out. Go ahead, Brother Mike.
Yes, sir, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And remember, Gandhi, and anything we do less than what Gandhi did is shame on us. And whatever happens then to this country, actually we are all into it. It's not just certain people caused it, or we are all caused it. It's a cause and effect. If we love this country, we have to go read, books about Gandhi, that what Gandhi has done, and learn from. Why we have to go Gandhi? I mean, we can see the South Africa, the presidents of the South Africa that was in jail, Nelson Mandela. We have to see what Nelson Mandela did. Yes, he was jailed for his, his cause, but after the United States put embargo on South Africa, the white supremacy government, basically what they happened is they fall, and new government came and released Nelson Mandela from jail. I believe he was there over 20 years, I believe. Is that right? Brother?
Yes, 27. Yes.
Yeah, 27 years. And then what happened? He came and he became a president of the country. And so he called it Mandela effect. I mean, if we, hopefully next time we will talk about Mandela effect. And in Mandela effect, is everything is connected together. Whatever we do, it goes back to all of us. And there is no escape from it, basically. So it's better we need to be learning from other, countries.
Leaders.
And
countries and leaders, yes.
Yes. Otherwise, if we don't get their lessons, if we don't read their history books, if we don't follow what happened, it will happen to us. And this time it will be for 200 years. We will be Beirut, not for 20 years. At least Beirut happened 20 years. I mean, in Los Angeles, actually, what it is. I mean, there are, fake bombing. They keep calling and say it's a bomb someplace, and police goes and see it's not, or et cetera. At least over 50,000-60,000 a year. And this was equivalent to the Beirut war 20 years. When Beirut civil war happened 20 years, they had this kind of event in 20 years' time. But just in Los Angeles, they have it at 1 year time. So you can see what are we going to be turned into. It's up to us to change the history, and up to us to, to follow other countries, and we don't go to the trap. If we go to the trap, then that's it.
We're doomed. We're doomed. You're right, Brother Mike. Yes, sir, we are doomed. If we don't learn from previous leaders and countries such as Gandhi and Mandela, we will fall way behind what they did. I mean, it would be atrocious. It would be, doomsday. Put it like that, doomsday. So, my people, as you listen to the show tonight, we thank you for calling in, Brother Mike. We have 2 minutes left. We had a couple of callers called in, but I'd rather hear you talk, Brother Mike, right now.
Yes.
I didn't even go to the other line because it is serious, and we need to get serious. I want to thank everyone for listening in. I want to thank my brother.
Thank you very much,
Mike,
for your
for
time, too.
In. And so
thank you for allowing me.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for allowing
yes,
me to be in your show. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your beautiful show.
Yes, sir. And so tomorrow we'll be talking about the Mandela effect. But the Mandela effect, I will do a little research. I know you all know that he was imprisoned for his cause. I know you all know that when he was out before he died, he was president of South Africa. I also know that you know that his wife, Winnie Mandela, was the backbone of the struggle. And so we're going to talk about it tomorrow, hoping Brother Mike calls
Thank
in. Tomorrow
yes,
we'll
yes.
be
I,
on
I
at
try
8
to.
O'clock.
I appreciate
All right.
you.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless
God
you.
God bless. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to leave Peace. Like this, everyone. I'll talk to you more sooner than later. Here's Joe Levy.
This is our moment. This is our star. The very first time I can hold you in my arms. I see you smiling, looking at me as if you know the kind of father I will be. Baby, I don't have a lot right now. My promise to you, baby, every sacrifice and move I make, I'll do it all for you. I'll be your best friend and biggest fan. I need you to always love your mother. Baby boy, baby boy,
I love you so.
I love you so.
I'm gonna be here for
I'm gonna be here guiding
to
you.
Help you.
Yeah,
grow.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what comes your way.
Come on, let's go.
No matter what goes. My future queen, oh yes, and I won't allow anyone to hurt you, baby. As long as I can breathe, I want to go out and conquer the world. And no matter where you go, what you do, we'll always be daddy's girl. Yes, you will. Nothing here can stop you, babe.
I'm gonna be here for
I'm gonna be supporting you.
To help
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what the problem
they
is.
Come on, make
go. Troublemaker.
Don't you ever worry.
Don't you ever worry, my little one. I'm gonna raise you the right way so you can make it on your own. Cause I only get one chance, and I can't get this wrong. And they really need a dad to be there to teach them right from wrong and help them grow strong. Yes. Your daddy's gonna be around for a long, long, long time, yeah.
follow me around to make you smile. Your daddy's gonna be around for a long, long time.